Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's coming. The terrible cold is coming for the, that sucks for the game. It's going to be bad, right?
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Even
how bad?
Even
six,
colder.
They're saying, could be as low as 6 degrees when they take the field.
That's what I saw last night. It said, but by the time it gets to the fourth quarter, it'll be about 6 degrees.
Temperatures could range from 10 degrees to below zero.
I feel like they're kicking into overtime. They know that the city's out of control for this game. It's our first AFC championship since when?
It's been 25 years.
This is the only one we've had at home.
It's the only one we've ever had at home.
Right. Yeah. So do you think maybe, as much as there's, I like a couple of those guys very much, that the news or the weathercasters are tarting it up a little bit? I hope that's what it is. I don't want it to be that cold, man.
Yeah.
That's a hard day. You have no idea. George, my buddy in Curacao, you know, he's a hardcore. Jeez, he made me watch a game while we're there. I got a message from him the other day on WhatsApp, and it just said, what a satisfying effing day. And I didn't answer him until Monday. I said, awesome to hear, man. What's up? He's like, I was referring to the outcome of last Saturday's sports ball game. A championship at Arrowhead. Thought it might not happen in my lifetime. Hope I can keep walking around and seeing things for at least one more week. Happy to have shared the last regular season game with you. Hopefully the joy it brought the rest of us helped numb the pain of the viewing experience for you. And I text, do you think we can get by Tom Brady and the Patriots? Because he studies this. Yeah. He goes, absolutely. And if we don't, then old man Brady's clearly still the best. And the evil overlord he serves is still the wisest. Bring it on.
Yeah, that's funny. I saw that in the media a lot yesterday. They're referred to as the evil empire now. Like everybody, anybody outside of Boston not rooting. It's the rest of the country rooting for the Chiefs.
It would be a pretty symbolic passing of the torch, I sent him. And he said, that's the idea. Arrowhead will be rocking like never before, even more than that epic Taylor Swift concert. This is following the narrative of that wise old Native American man I met in the Arizona desert back in October. He predicted this very scenario. Power to the peyote. I don't even know. I just know he's all kinds of wound the F up about this, man. It's going to be an incredible day. It's the first AFC championship in the history of Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Sold out yet? I'm sure it has to be, right?
Tickets went on sale yesterday.
KC, everybody's freaking. Around this town, you hear them scream and shout. Cause on Saturday, the Colts came into our house. And their Andrew Luck finally ran out. There ain't no doubt. Yeah. The Chiefs and the Holmes are gonna slam you. The AFC championships in our sight. Now we all hate that old Tom Brady. Boo, boo, boo. And Belichick can't suck it too. He's a cheater too. You know the Sunday Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. They're gonna run the hell right over New England too. Yes, it's true. Yeah. The Chiefs and the Holmes are gonna slam ya. Justin Houston and Dee Ford.
Technology,
e-commerce,
and such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But
now. As we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Today's website is perfect for the weekend. It's the official Stadium Pal website. These guys have invented a way to, well, not wet your pants, man. StadiumPal.com. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
I'm great. I am great. Listen, you're just in time for, as you know, it's a big game this Sunday for Kansas City out at Arrowhead.
Congratulations. It must be nice to be part of a winning football team.
Listen, we're as surprised as anybody.
I'm envious.
Yeah, you are. Where are you out of?
Miami area.
I gotcha. Gotcha. This is such a brilliant idea because, truth be told, Nikki. Hi, Nick.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
Her husband, Mike, is a fine man who's peed his pants a few times.
Well,
yeah, it happens.
He drinks.
He waits too long. And the lines get long, for God's sake, especially if you're a girl. That's the worst part. Dudes will get in and get out pretty quick. Girls are like forever in there. That line is always horrific in a girl's bathroom.
And you've seen me. I have no bladder. So I go through the same thing, but have the wherewithal to get my ass in or out. There's nothing I hate more, though, than dealing with trying to get to a porta potty or anywhere in a stadium.
I have to go and search along for Sassy Fancy Pants because she'll look at me and go, code red. And that means it's time now. Now. Either you're going to see your girl wet her pants.
It's not as hot as it sounds.
She just quit doing that like 5 years ago. It's so Stadium Pal and Stadium Gal, and you offer some pretty amazing stuff. These are almost medical. It's like a without a catheter. It's a condom that goes over, and then you pee into the bag.
Right, it's a medical grade product, so it is what they call a male external catheter.
Yeah, and so that means they don't stick the tube into your bladder, which is a good thing, my friend.
Right, like wearing a condom.
Right. And it's discreet. It goes right in your pants, correct? And then you don't have to get up.
Correct.
And how much does it hold?
Well, about 34 ounces. So it's almost, if you look at cans, like almost three cans.
Yeah, and three cans of beer.
Fantastic.
That's exactly right. And then you just go and you can dump it. Is it easy to dump?
Right. There's a valve at the bottom. So depending on how discreet you are, I mean, you know, I can tell you. We've been doing this for 20 years. The uses that people have told us they've used it for almost, your mouth drops at times. We don't condone people leaving the valve at the bottom open so it just drains right through, like people do at Mardi Gras.
Well, because this thing goes around your ankle. It goes around your calf. It stretches,
right, exactly.
And it's pretty smart.
Very close to the ground.
And even if they catch you at the gate with this at Arrowhead, like, think about it. They're just going to look at you like, I'm sorry. You're like, yeah, it's my pee bag, man.
Yeah, you're going to say, look, I have to wear this.
Nobody wants to deal with that.
The bladder the size of a gerbil.
Yeah, trust me. They'll just be like, I'll be like, penis cancer.
Are you saying you're not going to let me in because of my medical condition?
Exactly. ADA. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that.
And you have people using them to fly cross country, cross the, the other side of other countries, other side of the world, because they have a bladder condition. So if they let TSA with them on, then.
Yeah, and so here's the interesting thing for this. There's a woman one as well, but you're going to need to be shaved for that one.
Right. Highly suggested.
Yeah, because it sticks to you. It looks like, I don't even know what you explain that. How do you explain what the receiver is?
It's like a very, very flat Danish with a hole in it.
Yeah, okay. And it looks, right. It looks very, very soft.
It actually is, again, another product designed for the medical world, but years and years ago, a buddy of mine who was actually a DJ at a radio station, his wife just kept pestering me that there has to be something for a female, and I said, there is. So I said, look, we'll test drive it one day. I'll pay for your booze for the day at the game. She did, and the whole time, before even walked in the stadium, she was inebriated enough to start pulling her pant leg up to show every woman she could that she was wearing.
And so it glued, you put the adhesive on it, and then you...
Got it.
And then it's there.
Okay.
And when you sit down and stand up...
Actually, it is adhesive itself, so there's like a film to peel away, like a big Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes with some, but itself is, they give you more or less need.
You're going to want to shave, otherwise you're pulling hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you want a good feel.
They're saying that it's going to be 6 degrees in the fourth quarter of this game. It could be literally 6 degrees. That's Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
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 Listen, here's your W's, and you need to get behind us for cold weather games, man. The more you pee, the warmer you'll be.
There you go.
You see? Yeah. It's just, it's like a refillable water bottle.
That's a leg warmer.
It is a leg warmer, man. And then the best part is, it doesn't valve at the bottom, so if you were really a pig and you just absolutely had to empty it, you could just open the valve.
They don't suggest it, but yeah.
Yeah. Right, I wouldn't suggest it.
Depending on where you're at.
Yeah, because it's not going to go over well. People are going to smell your pee.
Find a grassy field.
Yeah, but it's, and these are, now there's another one I just saw. You guys also have a Euro club for guys out of the golf course, and it's a towel. Now, the towel goes in your pants, and it hangs over the front, so golfers sometimes do that to dry their hands.
Mm-hmm.
The club is actually right. Wider at the top with a waterproof screw top, and you just put it underneath like you're putting, right. And you fill up the club.
Yeah.
$30 to throw in your golf bag.
Yeah. Because people, it's just the big golf clubs, they don't like men, you know, going to the trees and stuff like that. So,
I just, it's, what about the, and then I thought this was kind of genius. You guys even have a little tent, a porta potty tent, a tailgating porta potty tent.
Right. We have a tailgating porta potty. So it's your own personal, you know, portlet, so to speak. You set it up right next to your car. So you don't have to deal with the unsanitariness of portalettes. And you know, the biggest thing is when you have your tailgating party going on, you don't have to leave for 15 to 20 minutes to go find the portalette. So,
well, in Kansas City,
you're in and out. It's your own personal one.
They just pee in the parking lot in Kansas City.
Exactly. Well, then you get public urination factors. So
you
got kids around.
Right.
You got to be discreet.
Right. So these, though, this is for ladies. This is perfect. Like,
yeah, I would buy that today, immediately. And knowing all the different times that we've gone to tailgate, there's nothing worse than, one, having to wait, and two, being able to have your own personal space. And if you're shy about it, that is worth the investment.
I thought you were going to say tailgating. That's what's worse. Nothing's worse.
I don't mind tailgating at all.
I'm not going to tailgate. I can drink at home.
I can drink anywhere.
You know what?
Or
you know what's the best part about getting out of goddamn high school? Not drinking in a parking lot anymore.
We keep talking about the girls shaving it up. Dudes need to clean it up a little bit, too, because there's adhesive on the condom, right?
Right, you definitely want to shave back. Ooh.
You don't want to put that in your.
I didn't know. I thought it was like a condom. I thought it was a condom that just. Yeah. Well, I guess condoms don't stay well on a flaccid penis, do they? I didn't consider that. I just assumed I could keep an erection the entire game.
Clean that up.
Depends on how many points Mahomes can get.
He really likes to win, though. Yeah, it's but urinary. They've got collection bags. They've got the privacy tents. They've got the porta potty kit. They've got the male external catheter. I mean, this is pretty cheap stuff, man, compared to what it is. And then they got the quick cup. You also have the for girls when the toilets are dirty. What's that called? It's the female urinary device you got. It's a cone.
Oh yeah, there's the paper cones they can use so they don't have to squat, mm-hmm. And they can just throw those in the toilet and they can flush them.
Chicks float, man. It's amazing.
Because hovercrafting is not as fun as it sounds.
Especially not drunk hovercrafting.
Mm-hmm.
Do girls hovercraft? Do they hover? Do they hover when they poop?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think they hover. Most chicks just try to.
I never see that.
Wow. Most chicks I know just try to hover, period. Like, just because you don't want to touch it. You don't know what nasty's been there.
I love to kick the door open sometimes when Whitney hovers.
What is wrong with you?
Because here's my favorite part. Sorry. Is when the chick does the hover and they have to grab the underwear too and like pull them forward so they're not being on anything. I don't know why that makes me laugh that you have to like
we're on a saddle. Like
yeah, you have to pull in the saddle to be like, yeah, we're all good.
I'm not married, Jeff, so I don't. I don't do those things.
These are the shenanigans that keep it spicy, Jeff.
I'm stuck. Jeff, are you married? You kick the door open on your wife when she pees?
No, I keep it shut.
Yeah, no, I don't even want to know about it. I don't want to know anything about it.
Yeah.
As far as I actually
ask her to shut the door at times, it's like, I don't need to see.
No, I don't want to know about anything like that.
Big keep the mystery fan.
I'm telling you, I've had a long standing. Like my uncle told me, he said, John, vaginas are like hot dogs. If you knew what was in them, you'd never eat them.
True.
True.
That's it, Jeff. It's just true.
I was like, I don't even, like, once you put the thing on, I just said, you know, I really don't need to see. I really don't, you know, I understand the concept, but that's all I need to know.
Yeah, yes. But this is great for Mike.
It works.
We're going to need a few of these.
Especially if we do end up going to the game Sunday. Jesus, Mary. I can't walk him around all day.
No, he pees his pants. Mike peed his pants at the airport once, didn't he?
Yes.
Well, he had to ride a flight wearing the man skirt. I had to tie the shirt around him.
And I don't care who knows. I had to tie my sweater around his waist backwards to get him through.
Drunk old Kennedy.
It was his trip. He had to make it.
Wearing his incontinent kilt.
He made the flight, and that's what I call for better for worse.
And you said, let me wrap my sweater around your wet spot.
I got this. Just don't talk to anyone else.
Drunkle Kennedy. God bless him, man. Mm. Listen, Eric, this wouldn't have helped him, but he went in one time, and his wife had a separate hamper than his and urinated all over her good clothes. And then when she woke up and told him to stop, he said, whatever, bitch.
That's a good way to end it.
Yeah, well, you know how that story's ending.
So, don't go that route.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, Jeff, I think Stadium Palette just in time. If people order this today, can you get it to them before Sunday?
Yeah, we could. They get it in today, and we got different shipping methods on the site, so kind of could guarantee they get it for them.
Now, listen, remember, winter is going to be your friend. These cold games outside, the more you pee, the warmer you'll be.
There you go.
Are you writing that down?
New tagline.
Are you writing this down, Jeff?
The winter months.
That's right.
Yeah. The more you pee, the warmer you'll be.
All right.
So drink more. Drown the whole thing.
All right. Listen, man, you stay warm in Miami. Actually, just stay hurricane free if you can. And I appreciate you stopping by today.
Yes.
All right, my friend. Stay right
there.
I'm going to put you out with Jake. Hey, Jake, make sure we get some of those. I want to give them away for people going to the game. I'll give the first two to you.
Thank you.
Find out how many, maybe just be one. I don't know.
I'm not stingy. No.
Listen, you tend to not pee your pants, so.
I seem to keep the wherewithal in me hey, over there.
You're still good with your,
my manners and common courtesy and how you maybe go through etiquette in life.
He knows it's a long drinking night, why don't you just put those like super thin dude pampers on?
I don't know.
Later you can pull them down and get all sexy.
I was like, panty off.
Grampers.
Panty off.
Grampers.
It brings new meaning. When he'd go to get the massage, and the place is called Oriental Massage at the mall. She'd go, keep panty on, is how she'd talk to him every time in there. I can say, take panty off.
You're a big boy now in your pull-ups.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.